Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home.
Oh, friend, I pray that you're blessed today. Happy Thursday, this December the 11th, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll. Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. So good to see you. Take your coat off, take your shoes off, have a seat. Make yourself comfortable. Let's throw another log into the fire and let's have some fellowship here on this Thursday. So good to see you. I got some exciting news. I've been doing this low carb, low sugar here for about 2 weeks. Lost about 9 pounds already. I mean, praise the Lord. That feels good. Got on the scale yesterday and I was like, oh, how about that? You know, normally the weight goes in the other direction. You know what I'm talking about? Especially during this holiday season time of Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and Christmas cookies and all of that stuff. And actually, to be honest with you, just put it on quite a few pounds here in the last year and a half. And it really does affect your self-esteem. It really does. So finally wanted to do something about it, and well, praise the Lord, 9 pounds later, I'm ready to do cartwheels. Well, not quite. Well, Fred, I pray that you're blessed today. It's so good to see you and be spending some time with you. It's really hard to believe that we're almost in the middle of December. How's the plans for Christmas coming along for you? Okay, doing all right. We're finally finalizing some plans for Christmas and going to this family there, this family that day, and so forth. And, you know, it's kind of hard when you're a younger family and you have family all over the state. But I think we got it all in order this year, praise the Lord. So getting that squared away, Christmas shopping, and of course enjoying some great Christmas music as well. And I encourage you to clear your schedule for Saturday night. The Singing Men will be in concert at the Decatur Civic Center in Decatur this Saturday, the 13th, 7 p.m. They're going to be in concert with the Blue Suede Crew and Elvis as well. Again, this Saturday night, 7 p.m. at the Decatur Civic Center, 1 Gary K. Anderson Plaza in Decatur, Illinois. Hey, for more details and tickets, just call 217-422-7300. 217-422-7300. Also, the Muncie Baptist Church in Muncie, Illinois, doing their drive-through live nativity this Sunday from 4 to 8. They're located 12 miles west of Danville, right there on Route 150. For more details on that, 217-548-2116, 217-548-2116. And there's lots of other great Christmas-related items to keep your mind focused on the true meaning of Christmas, and that's, of course, Jesus Christ. So lots of great stuff happening. Take a look at our entire list of events at the event calendar at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up here in just a couple of moments, we're going to be taking a look at Psalm 23. And today we're going to be focusing on the shelter of God's presence right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking, how we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting, welcome home. Welcome, Holy Child. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we would have known. But long awaited, holy stranger, make yourself at home. Please make yourself. Into our violence, bid our hungry souls be filled. We're now breaking heaven's silence. Welcome to our world. Welcome to our world. Fragile fingers sent to. Tender brow prepared for thorns. our side. Rob our sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God, perfect Son of God, welcome to.
Chris Rice, and welcome to our world of great God-honoring Christmas song during this Advent season. Well, do you have one of those smartphones? See, on my phone, there hardly a day goes by that I don't check the weather app on my phone. It tells me the weather, it tells me what kind of day it's going to be, because I want to know what I may face that day. Should I be prepared for sunshine? Should I be prepared for rain, maybe snow, ice? You know, I wish, though, friend, there would be an app that would give me a different kind of forecast. I need an app that will tell me the forecast for the real storms of my life, the storms in relationships, the storms in temptations, trouble at work, and the general chaos of the daily grind. And unfortunately, I hate to break it to you, unfortunately, no such app exists. Instead, we typically put one foot in front of the other and take each day as it comes. And today, friend, you and I, we're going to study Psalm 23. And today, we're going to talk about the shelter of God's presence. The shelter of God's presence. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Boy, that is just so pretty. Of course, many of us grew up with the King James Version, but I just read from the NIV. And Psalm 23 has been literally a Christian favorite for centuries. But don't let your familiarity with these verses allow you to miss the vital truths in this psalm. You know, sometimes we can get so used to the same old Bible passages, we get used to the same old things, and over time it becomes like wallpaper. But don't let the familiarity with these verses allow you to miss the vital truth of this passage. David reminds us several things about our shepherd. He tells us that he guides us. He guides us. Our shepherd guides us. See, sheep ain't smart. Okay, I just want to throw that out there. Sheep ain't smart. They often wander aimlessly into one problem after another, and that's why the shepherd's staff has a hook on the end to haul sheep out of holes and ravines when they fall in. Not if, but when they fall in. And likewise, God desires to help you and I navigate the tough places of life. See, when we're pulled off course or wander off, his presence guides us back onto the right paths. And the shepherd isn't just interested in our rescue, he's interested in our restoration as well. So he guides us, he provides for us. A shepherd does more than just keep the sheep out of trouble. He also provides for their needs. God does the same for you and for me, amen? Because he is such a good shepherd, we will lack nothing. In other words, I have a heart of contentment as well. See, in the midst of life's needs, sorrows, and grief, God provides perfectly for us. So our shepherd guides us, our shepherd provides for us, and our shepherd renews us. The psalm refers to green pastures. Now, growing up, I always thought it said green pastors, but no, there's no leprechaun pastors, I don't think is what they're saying. Green pastures. Hey, I grew up in Chicago, so I mean, you know, you don't know what a pasture is when you're growing up in the big city, but the psalm refers to green pastures. See, Green Pastures is a place of rest and still waters. Boy, that's just pretty, a source of refreshment. You know, it's only through God's presence in our lives that we can reach and enjoy these places of refreshment. Amen. You know, God is our shepherd, which means that we must submit to his care. When we try to take control, we only get ourselves deeper in trouble. It's like those Chinese finger traps that you get like from the dollar store when you put your fingers in either end and attempt to pull them out. It only causes the trap to tighten and tightens its grip, and then it gets harder and harder. The same thing is when we struggle through life's difficulties on our own strength. We only tighten the grip that pain has on us, and God's presence brings about freedom, joy, and release from our struggle, friend. When we decide to stop struggling and start trusting, we experience the relief and renewal that we need. In the psalm, we also see that God protects us as our shepherd. Verses 4 and 5 says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." You know, we see that God protects us as our shepherd because the shepherd's rod can be used to defend the sheep and even as an offensive weapon. The staff can be used to protect from harm, and these images remind us that God is strong enough to protect us from any storm. And in addition to protecting us, God's presence gives us comfort. See, as the scripture says in Romans 8:31, Paul writes, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" See, God himself is the one who uses his power on our behalf when we face darkness and the predatory nature of this world. And God's presence brings us courage. See, consider the dark valleys of life, friend, that we must pass through. In many circumstances, there's very little that you can do to make things better. I think the hardest part about going through some of these struggles and circumstances is that you absolutely have no control to make it better. Any people who like to take control listening today, yes, it's through prayer, through connecting with the presence of God in our lives that we gain the courage. See, when the diagnosis comes, all you have to do is take the medicine and pray. When the company is headed down a financial downturn, all you can do is work hard and pray. When a relationship is on the verge of collapse, all you can do is love deeply and pray. It's through prayer, through connecting with the presence of God in our lives that we gain courage, not based on our own strength, but tapping into the presence of God through prayer. You know, Psalm 23 is comforting because of what it tells us about God and what he'll do on our behalf. You know, David taught us through this psalm that God's goodness and faithful love will come after us. Look at what verse 6 says of Psalm 23. "Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." David taught that God's goodness and faithful love will come after us, that they will be there for the rest of our lives. He was confident that God's goodness and love will pursue him all the days of his life. You know, when we feel like temptation is pursuing us, God is determined to win our hearts. When sorrows seem to be around the corner, the Lord is present to wipe our tears and win our hearts. When life is just plain old hard and we don't know how we can overcome the pain, the shepherd is present to guide us toward his love. See, friend, as long as you have breath in your lungs and a beating heart, you have the opportunity to embrace the love that longs to embrace you. God has a great desire for you, that you will live with him. That's why he pursues you. God desires to become your shepherd and protect you in the deep, dark valleys of life. It's by his presence that you gain a sense of hope and courage. It's by his goodness that you dine at the king's table forever. So as you continue your week, as we continue this Advent season and focus on the true meaning of Christmas, know that after all of these years, He is still Emmanuel, God with us. His presence is with you even in the darkest of valleys.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul fell.
Oh, yeah, the great voice of Gary Chapman and Oh Holy Night, playing your favorite God-honoring Christmas songs during this Advent season. And friend, as you are out and about this week and the coming weeks, would you prayerfully remember us in your giving? I know there are many ministries asking for money this time of the year, but would you consider sending in a special gift of support to Great News Radio? We would love to end the year 2014 on a positive note and start 2015 with a great start. So would you remember us with a special gift of support? Our mailing address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843, or you can give online at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.